السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد, all praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Our topic today is istikhara. In life, we all have to make decisions some time or the other. The house we want to buy or we want to sell, the job we want to take or we want to resign, the person we want to marry, boy or girl. So who do we want to marry, Fatima or Aisha? The lady wants to marry Muhammad or Ahmed. So many decisions in life we have to take. So Islam gave us two options, and one is Mashura. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala commands Mustafa Habibuna Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, وَشَاوِرُهُمْ فِي الْأَمْرِ. You make Mashura with them. With them, Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar, Sayyidina Usman, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhum, the senior Sahaba regarding important issues. Now, if we just reflect for a moment, Mustafa Habibuna Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was receiving wahi and revelation, and yet we find that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was commanded to make Mashura. So this was to set the precedent for the Ummah. After the demise of Nabi alayhi salam, there's no wahi and revelation. So we continue with Mashura. So Mashura will be done, and you have a person who will listen to all the things, and then you take a decision, the pros and the cons and so forth. Remember, it must be regarding matters which are optional. You can't go make Mashura on things that are compulsory. Must we read Salat or not? Must we fast or not? Must we give Zakat or not? No. So remember, yes, you can make Mashura and consult where must we give Zakat. This person is poor, that family is poor, so where will it be better to give? Must we share it? So that's fine. Then we also have Istikhara. Istikhara is we beg, we beseech Almighty Allah to give us guidance that the decision we make is the correct and the right decision. So that is what we are speaking about now in today's lesson. Therefore, it is mentioned in Al-Maqasidul Hasana by Allama Sakhawi Rahimahullah that ma khaba man istikhar, that a person who makes istikhara will not be a failure. Wala nadima man istashar, and a person who makes mashura and consult will not behave nadamat, regret and remorse. So some ulama have even written it as a hadith. Nevertheless, the point here is important. So many a time we take decisions and thereafter we regret after 6 months, 1 year, 2 years. So many marriages end up in divorce because they did not make istikhara or mashura, and many people then suffer for the remainder of their life, Allah forbid. So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught this ummah, the sahaba radiallahu anhu say, inna nabiyya sallallahu alaihi wasallam allamana al-istikhara. Nabi alayhi salam taught us about istikhara, kama yu'allimuna suratan min al-Quran, as the master alayhi salatu salam used to teach us the various surahs and chapters from the noble Quran. So how does one perform the istikhara? What are the misconceptions regarding istikhara? And remember, istikhara definitely is sunnah when we have multiple options and choices, and it is asking Allah for advice. Istikhara, when we analyze the word talabul khair, we are asking Almighty Allah that we want to take the best decision. So what is the best decision? So this will be the best decision, the one that we practice on after our istikhara comes. So we will read two rakat salat, and with the intention of Salatul Istikhara, after Surah Fatiha, we read Qul Al-Kafirun in the first rakat. In the second rakat, after Surah Fatiha, Qul Wallahu Ahad. So this is preferred, it's not compulsory, you must read these surahs, any other surahs will suffice. Thereafter, you read the dua, you can read it once, you can read it thrice, very simple, short, comprehensive, concise dua, mentioned in Tirmidhi Sharif. Allahumma khirli khara khire. Allahumma, O beloved Allah, khirli, you select the best for me. Wakhtarli, W-A-K-H-T-A-R, then L-I. Wakhtarli, O beloved Allah, you select the best for me and you choose for me. The hadith is in Tirmidhi. Allahumma khirli wakhtarli. Allahumma khirli wakhtarli. Must I buy ABC ka or XYZ ka? And I read my two rakat salat. I read the dua. And now what comes in my heart, that is my decision. So in the heart it came ABC, so I purchased it. In the heart came XYZ, so I purchased it. So whether it is marriage, whether it is your job, whether it is relocating, whatever it is, as long as it is something permissible. So sometime people might just phone and contact you. And they'll tell you, I got a business proposition for you, but I need an answer immediately. There is no time to make wudu and go read two rakat salat. So just tell the person, 1 second, 10 seconds, read. Allahumma khirli wa khatarli. And see, same time, immediately what comes in your heart. Must you buy it? Fine, buy it. Mustn't you buy it? Don't buy it. So that is how you make immediate decision also. Because sometime in this fast rat race world of ours, we have to make immediate and instant decisions as well. So the best way will be that we read the two rakat salat and thereafter we read the dua, Allahumma khirli wakhtarli. Some people think that you must sleep after the istikhara. That's wrong. There's no must about that. It's not sunnah or anything. Some people think you must see a dream in your sleep. So that also is incorrect. Istikhara is the feeling we have in our heart. And once we have that feeling, positive or negative, then take that and that is your decision. فَإِذَا عَزَمْتَ فَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ. Once you have made the firm intention, place your trust in Almighty Allah. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُتَوَكِّلِينَ. Almighty Allah loves those people who have this quality of trust in Almighty Allah. Similarly, some people don't want to make istikhara themselves. They contact the imam, the sheikh, the maulana, the mufti, the qari sahab, hafiz sahab. Remember, this is not sunnah. Istikhara is like medication. When a person is ill and sick, then he or she has to take the medication. So you must do the istikhara yourself and not appoint somebody else. So remember, I'm not saying it's not permissible, but the proper sunnah way is that you yourself should be making it. And then what you feel, and you need to be honest. For example, that daughter of mine. I don't have a daughter, example I'm giving. So in a case like this, we will say that this daughter here, she must be honest that when she made istikhara, must she marry Ahmed or Muhammad? Must she marry Abu Bakr or Umar? Must she marry Usman or Ali? So remember, radiallahu anhum, there's examples, obviously, I'm just using their names. So obviously, so today we got this kind of names, so I'm just using an example. So we will say in a case like that, now she must be honest to her parents and so forth, not because she just got that, you know, feeling from before the istikhara, so she just uses that. So you must be honest, otherwise you can make the wrong decision. Another 2-3 important issues regarding istikhara. Remember that once you got the answer, then you don't have to repeat it, and that you just take the answer and carry on with life. Next one, remember that people think that when you make istikhara, then it's compulsory you must practice on what the answer is. That's also not. Therefore, we told you in the beginning that it is always making istikhara in options, all the options are permissible. So if the istikhara came out that you must get married to ABC, but you got married to XYZ. So we will say it's permissible, although it was desirable better to get married to ABC. So if you go against the istikhara, it is permissible, but not desirable. So these are the few important guidelines. May Almighty Allah guide us to make the right decisions at all times. Barakallahu feek. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.